You're listening to Jazz London Live on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome back. As I said, we're going to be featuring as Album of the Week this week the brand new release, We're New Again, and it's quite an appropriate title really, because this is a renewed album, a reimagining of Gil Scott-Heron's very final recording in 2010, which was moving but unfinished, and he called it I'm New Here, and it's been taken on by the Chicago drummer and producer Micaiah McCraven, who's transformed it into what Pitchfork have described rather beautifully as a masterpiece of dirty blues, spiritual jazz and deep yearning. So yeah, we'll listen to the title track, I think, first. I'm New Here, well, the original title track. And this describes in the lyrics sort of scenes from Gil's life. And it's a very nice, relaxed arrangement that McCraven has given it.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be. But I'm new here. Will you show me around?
Yeah.
That was I'm New Here by Gil Scott-Heron, given a whole new sound by Micaiah McCraven, weaving in samples there from, I think he's from his parents' back catalogue of little bits of free jazz recordings. And then a sort of nice kind of Japanese beginning to it. Next track I'm going to play you is a Robert Johnson number, Me and the Devil. And this features, again, a horn sample from McCraven's own father's recordings. The Pitchfork Review describes this as a dark anthem to a man whose demons were never far behind him.
Thank you.
That's me and the devil, giving a lovely sort of gritty, bluesy vibe going on there. That's a Robert Johnson number. Well, originally from the album I'm New Here, but from this new album, this new remixed album called We're New Again. It was originally remixed, or first remixed, I should say, by Jamie XX. And Mackay McRaven's coming to it with a sort of new approach, because this was, in fact, a long-awaited. It was obviously his final album as well, his goodbye album. It was the first thing he'd recorded in 16 years, and then it kind of came to be his epitaph, a sort of confessional, introverted offering, or mixing together some covers but kind of given a very personal take. So this next one is written by a rhythm and blues singer, Brooke Benton, and it's called I'll Take Care of You, and it's this lovely sort of spare arrangement of it.
I know you've been hurt someone else. I can tell by the way you carry yourself. But if you let me, here's what I'll do.
I'll Take Care of You. The last track I'm going to play is a sort of dense piano arrangement of a track called New York Is Killing Me. And some people think this sounds like some early Blue Note track. And it's got the Harlem Gospel Choir layered in there somehow, singing Lord Have Mercy on Me.
Doctors coming.
New York is Killing Me by Gil Scott-Heron. He was primarily known as a spoken word performer, really, back in the 70s and 80s. Maybe the best known of his recordings is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. He was seen by many as the progenitor of a rap, really. A lot of political, lyrical content. He sort of fused together jazz, blues and soul music. And his own term for what he was doing was he called himself a bluesologist, i.e. a scientist concerned with the origin of the blues. And he was awarded a posthumous Grammy in 2012, having passed away in May 2011. So that's out now on XL Recordings. It's classed as R&B and soul, but obviously I'm sure you'll agree with me that it really does pass muster as a fantastically creative and personal jazz album as well.
You're listening to Jazz London Live on Brooklyn's Radio.